sake, where is he?
Oh. Here we go. All right, you're here now, are you?
Hi, Rico.
You're here now, are you? Thanks for that. It's fucking 4 o'clock.
I said I'd to go and see my... I'm at lunch with my mum and dad.
You've had lunch?
Yeah.
It's fucking Christmas Day. We're having Christmas dinner. I've made Christmas dinner and you don't turn up till 4 o'clock.
Sorry, I thought I was just coming over for a drink.
Oh, right, yeah. So I'll just have Christmas dinner on my own and just fucking sit and you think I'm like some sad alcoholic. No. Like I'm just a drunk. Just go in, just sit down. Alistair.
I thought you were having it with other people, I'm sorry.
Yeah, fucking hell. But right. It's not a big problem. All right?
Okay, I can have it though, yeah.
Right.
Still got some room.
Well, just take your coat off, you're making me nervous.
It's pretty cold in here.
That's not a very nice thing to say, is it? It's not my fault I can't afford windows. It's been a tough year. You just come round and pick on and like have a go at my house as well. You should take your coat off.
It's freezing.
All right, fine, keep it on then. Just have some of your wine.
It's not wine, it's milk.
What?
It's milk.
It's white. That's white wine. Do you know anything about wine? So you've already had your Christmas dinner?
Yeah.
Right, well, what should we do first? Should we do presents first? Actually, yeah, let's do presents first, and then I'll serve up.
You got me a present, right. Sorry,
yeah, it's Christmas Day. You come to... Right, hang on. I said, come to my house, I'll see you on Christmas Day. What do you think people do on Christmas Day? No dinner, no present, what?
I thought we were kind of beyond that. I didn't know it was like a present thing.
Well, you're clearly beyond it, aren't you? You're beyond... I tried to make it special, and you've... Oh... Right, just open your present.
Okay, thank you, though.
You stupid boy.
Hey, come on.
This is what you've done to me. Look how you've made... How sad you've made my...
Sorry, I'm sorry. Why are you being...
What is it? Do you like it?
It's a mirror.
It's a little girl's makeup mirror.
Yeah.
For a little stupid princess. Isn't it?
Why you got this?
Yeah, well, look, so you can look in it. Look in it, go on.
But why don't you...
Look in it, look in your mirror.
I am looking in it.
So look how horrible you look. Don't you think you should try a bit harder to look pretty?
What? I'm not...
Where's my present?
I didn't get you a present, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Right, I'm the bad guy.
I'm not saying that.
Do you know what? I'm just going to go and get the dinner. You just...
Okay, yeah, okay.
Ungrateful little shit.
Okay.
There you go. That's... Well, I suppose we'll just have to make the best of it.
It's just peas. And they're frozen.
Not frozen?
They've got ice on them.
It's not ice, that's snow, you idiot. It's Christmas. Do you know anything about Christmas?
The turkey.
It's not...
It's hard.
What's wrong? Is something wrong with the turkey?
Listen, It's hard, it's all frozen.
Yeah, it's Christmas, it's winter. Things are frozen. What's wrong with you? Eat your dinner.
I can't eat this.
You're such an ungrateful, horrible little baby.
I can't eat this.
Of course you can fucking eat it. Eat it. I'm eating mine.
I'm not eating it.
Oh, you middle class, spoiled piece of shit. Eat your turkey.
No, I'm not eating it.
Eat it. Eat it. Eat it. Get off!
You know what, Nico?
What?
You know what? I do have a present for you, actually. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, good.
Yeah.
I bet it's shit. I bet it's rubbish.
No. Yeah, no.
You bought me book tokens again, haven't you? You fucking make me sick. I don't know why I love you.
No, why are you doing this? Right, this is it. Here's your present.
No, yeah. No, please.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
One.
Yeah.
No, please. Please, yeah. Don't be stupid, Alistair. Don't be stupid, Alistair.
Yeah.
Don't be stupid. No.
Yeah.
No. I'm sorry. Wake up, little Alistair.
Oh, God.
It's all right. Wake up.
Oh.
Wake up, little Alistair.
Oh.
Hey, it's Christmas, remember?
Oh, God, Nico, I've had the most horrible dream.
What?
You were horrible to me. I came round and you were a state and your house was freezing and you made me eat a frozen Christmas dinner.
Hey, it's all right. It's just me. It's normal me. We're having a nice little. We can do a nice little Christmas podcast, aren't we? Do you remember?
Yeah.
So you just. All right, let's get you a little eggnog, and we'll just go and have a lovely chat about how horrible Christmas is. All right?
Okay.
Yeah. All right. I'll go and get you a. Do you want a Christmas milk? I'll go and get you a milk.
Yeah, that's great. You don't think it's white wine, though, do you?
Don't be silly. Of course, I don't think it's white wine.
Okay.
Come on.
There is a darkness that lurks inside all of us. Time to bring it into the light. Welcome to Sick Minds with Alistair Griggs and Nico Tatarevich.
Oh, hello, listeners.
Hello,
it's
listeners.
Christmas, isn't it? It's Christmas, everybody, isn't it, Alistair?
It is.
It's bloody Christmas. It's Christmas again. Again. How long does it feel to you since the last time it was fucking Christmas again?
It feels a year.
Does
and it will be Christmas next year and the year after that. When will Christmas end?
When we're dead.
When will we stop?
I just feel like it comes so quick every year that it literally, to me, is like the biggest marker I can think of in my life that makes me feel mortal. Because it's just like, it's here again.
Yeah.
And I'm here again in the big Sainsbury's in London Colney, buying all the same things, like in a bit of a rush, in a bit of a panic, and just like wanting it to be perfect and all that. It's just...
See, if you were smart, not that anyone does this, but if we were smarter, we would bulk buy Christmas one year so we never do it again. You'd have some sort of storage unit where you'd have all your cards, just everything, decorations for your lifetime. You estimate how long you'll live. And you buy all the Christmas stuff forever.
I have to say, visually, I do like Christmas. I like the Christmas trees. I like the twinkly lights. I sort of don't like winter in general because the darkness just fucking sends me to the bad place. Mm. But when you go for a little walk and everyone's got their little lights up and whatever, I do like that. But it's the stress of having to think about what. I've got to, like, tick all these boxes of things that I need to get for people, for me just to not look rude and ungrateful.
Mm.
I'm happy when I'm giving. I love giving. But it fucking hell, it stresses me out.
Also, there's just more people around. That's the thing, because of the nature of... We're suddenly like, oh, right, now people are around. Usually we're
all right, you're back.
Yeah, everyone's here.
You again.
I like Christmas, but I don't like... the sight of people enjoying Christmas is something that grates me. And I think it's to do with... I don't like drinking at Christmas out in pubs. Oh, yeah. I really don't like going to pubs with... Because it's usually you're wearing a big coat and you go in and it's hot inside and overcrowded and you can't... You're squeezing and everyone's, oh, Merry Christmas. And I just want... No, I'm like, just don't want to be here. It freaks me out a bit.
I become a sort of Christmas, I'm a bit of a Christmas loner. I like sort of thinking, right, okay, work's finished. Just sort of just wander around, just observing the Christmasness. But I go into a weird, like, introverted space. And to be honest, I would be up for, being around people's houses in jumpers and having a laugh. But I don't really know that many people. Everyone just fucks off and sees their families and that. It's a shame.
Yeah, I don't mind the games. What's your, like, memories of Christmas as like a child? Or
the best bit was when it was just me and my mum, when like, I don't remember my dad wasn't around after like the age of two or three, and so obviously childhood Christmas, when you believe in the magic and you got like Action Man and all that stuff, Speak and Spell, Buck Rogers, like basically a flight console of Buck Rogers.
Wow.
You know, like a spaceship control centre and like a sort of ID badge and a gun and whatever, like all that. I love all them memories, even though I'm sure thinking about it, my mum had an out. We didn't have much money. And the best present I ever got, when you think about it now, it's such a shit present, but I fucking loved it. It was it's quite big. It was a polystyrene passenger jet. But, like, really rudimentary, like, just, like, there's a piece of polystyrene in that shape, and then you clipped the two polystyrene wings in,
Yeah.
And you were supposed to... Because it's the right weight to sort of fly. But we lived in a tiny little semi-detached house with a tiny garden that had, like, branches hanging down. So there sort of wasn't any room. And my mum wouldn't go to the park and that. So it was just me on my own in a garden with this polystyrene. And it was cool. I really loved it. But I sort of just... I just went, and threw it. And it sort of hit a tree and a chunk of it fell off. And that was it. It could never fly.
Oh.
It could never really fly again. Because that's how aviation works.
That's it.
So even that, like, cheap little, you know, God bless her, like a sort of divorced mum bargain bin present. And I tell you, here's another one, actually. Because when I was little, yeah, there was a period when my mum did not have much at all. She was just trying to, like, help us survive. And it was a little bit like Joanne Hartley and Thomas Turgoose in This Is England.
Yeah.
Right, I always, whenever I see that film, I think, bloody hell, that's a bit close to home, like, you know. And she pawned her wedding ring to get me a cash and carry BMX.
Wow.
Yeah. A red... And like, it wasn't even like a brand name of BMX, but I was obsessed with... Everyone was obsessed with BMX at the time. And it just... It was... The make of the BMX was BMX. That was what it was made by. And I really wanted one, and she made sure that I got one. But the funny bit was that I think it was probably like the last years where I was hoping that Santa was real.
Mm.
Whether I was 9 or 10, I'm not sure. But basically, one night, a few days before Christmas, my mum went, "Oh, just nip upstairs and, you know, get me whatever out of a cupboard." And I opened her wardrobe, and there was a red... rubber tire like poking out under a blanket, and I sort of lifted it up and went, "Fuck, it's a fucking BMX." Like, but it was the best and worst moment because it meant that Santa Claus didn't exist, but it meant that I had a BMX. And then, so I basically went back downstairs trying to contain like this big grin because I was like, "Fuck." Like, and also, I shouldn't have found it. I'd like, I wasn't supposed to find it, was I? So, yeah, sort of, like, styled that out. And my mum would have been, like, watching Alfreda's Aim Pet eating chocolate limes or something. And then I remember going to bed on Christmas Eve and hearing it go down the stairs, one wheel at a time. Like that. That was quite a cute memory, that. Bless her. So that's a good one.
That's lovely, yeah.
That's a good one.
Okay.
But then at the other end of the scale, you've got, like, some really completely unnecessarily dramatic, arguey, guilt-ridden, disastrous Christmas days and whatever that have come out of just everyone not seeing much of each other and missing each other and then getting really het up about who wants what and whether they... Like, my mum got into this thing of... I think it was really hurting her pride that she was trying to buy me clothes and I didn't like them. Yeah. They didn't suit me or they wouldn't be what I'd wear, because once you stop being a kid, you get your own taste and whatever. And I would really, really gingerly try to say, "Look, do you know what, maybe if I get some vouchers for that, I can choose or whatever." And it'd be like, "Oh, really? Yeah. Oh, yeah, you're ungrateful. But you think I don't know what you like? Of course I do. You know, I know what suits you." It was like, "Yeah, but, you know, like, if I don't wear it, then it's a bit of a waste, isn't it? So why don't we..." And there was a standoff like that that went on probably for about 5 to 10 years, where I'd basically grown up and was like a bit like, "Oh, yeah, I don't actually wear that anymore." And my mum was like, "You fucking, who do you think you are?" And so every year, the moment when you were, like, opening the presents was, like, the most stressed I'd been in that whole year. And, like, one of the funniest ones is she'd been on like, a cruise with, like, my stepdad and that, and she'd gone, "Oh, you know, we went on the cruise, and I, you know, I'd spent a bit of money on this stuff as well." And she bought me this big, chunky kind of, like, watch, a big, chunky chain, and a big, fluffy, white robe, right? And I looked like Mike Reed, right? I put it on, and I was like... And it, you know, it sounds so terrible, but it was, you know, it wasn't what I'd wear. It wasn't to my taste. It's quite a statement thing. And it was like, well, and a chain and a bracelet. And so I look like fucking Mr. T, right? But I was also like mid-20s and emotionally couldn't handle how I felt that she'd spent quite a lot of money on some things that it's like, oh yeah, this isn't what us kids are wearing right now. And like, and so you just felt like really guilty and ungrateful and horrible.
Yeah.
But you thought that, oh, it's just, I could never quite unpackage
you, you're
it.
You're going like, back there now, aren't you? You're feeling it.
You're feeling it. Put like a jumper on, and you have to go. Oh, yeah.
This is a clothes.
Wear your jumper, and it's a bit. It's a little bit. It's not exactly what I'd wear, but it would kick off. And there was one time where I made a point that next year of saying, look, to avoid that, let's just stay away from clothes and whatever. Like, do you know what? I don't even really need much of a present anymore. You're always generous to me. Like, you know, even if you buy me a bottle of wine or whatever, like, just doesn't matter, just whatever. And she was like, no, I can do this. I can get this right. And she bought loads of clothes that just weren't... And this is so horrible, and I feel so terrible. But I basically opened these presents, going, we've been through this, and haven't I already said, like, totally?
Oh my god!
Forgot myself.
And how old are you?
Fucking hell, whatever. Like, I don't know, 20 something.
Right. Okay.
And it was like the stress of like I didn't want to get it wrong because I didn't want to upset her. But the nervousness in the moment came out as me just sort of opening presents going, no, not good enough, blah, 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 and whatever. And it, like, it went off, like, there was arguing. And then it was like, look, whatever, like, it doesn't matter, for God's sake. And it was all, like, quite EastEnders-y. And then I sort of went off wherever for a walk or whatever, and then came back late that day and was like, all right, Mum. And she was just sort of sat facing in the other direction. What do you think?
What do you think?
And it was like... Oh, God. Like, are you upset because of... Like, did I sort of react a bit? Was yeah, and it was like, you come here. And it just fucking went. And it was like, everyone was in tears. Relatives are running out of the room, getting away. And, oh, God.
Oh,
just,
my like, God. This, okay,
so
okay.
Present buying.
Ooh.
Present buying.
Yeah.
Fucked okay. with my ship. Until my little boy came along. Yeah, it's fine.
Oh, that's good.
Jesus Christ, please help me.
That is horrible.
When do you do presents? What's your like family?
We used to be as a kid. It would be like first thing. Now, and this is only a change in regime in the last sort of 3 or 4 years. Is opening presents in the afternoon because I think my mum it takes pressure off her doing the dinner.
Mm.
But there's a video of my sort of childhood. I'm 5 years old, and it's Christmas Day. And Dad's on the camera and he's recording me and my sister opening up our presents. But you can feel the tension in the room from them about things going wrong. There's a real feeling from my dad of things going wrong. And you can hear him keep saying...
What's he worried about going wrong?
He's worried... Well, we're opening
like
stuff.
Like the food or the...
No. We're opening stuff. We're opening toys. And you can hear him keep saying, don't lose the bits. Make sure you don't lose the bits. don't lose the bits.
I've heard this before.
Because don't lose the bits is
nobody, don't be perfect.
That will be... Effectively that. And it's basically he knows the pain... And, like, there was one time as well when he bought me a game for the PC. And we put it on the computer on Christmas morning, and it wouldn't work. There was some sort of error message.
Oh, God. Oh,
and
God.
He was saying, he kept on saying...
A Christmas error message.
he kept on saying...
Christmas error 404.
And he was going... He goes, I did it before and it worked. It shouldn't be like this. It shouldn't be like this. And I'm there, and I must have been about 9, and I'm sort of there going, oh, it doesn't matter, Dad. But in a way, it did matter, because I really wanted to play my game, so I felt conflicted. Oh, but I just saw this tense man, and I felt all his pain, and particularly the don't lose the bits. There's this terror that...
Don't drop the bits,
That's it. Don't lose the bits. I've carried it all along with me.
I know you have. We've talked about it before. Also, I think it's cute now, but... When I'm shopping for my son, I sort of try and get him the good one. Like, he's asked for that, what's the good one?
Yeah.
And I can't always afford it either, but like a bit of me can't let him have the pretend one, because absolutely not complaining about it, but it was a cute, it's a cute thing when you look back. And again, this happens in This Is England, doesn't it? Thomas Turgoose's character wants Doc Martens and his mum can't afford them, and she takes him to a shoe shop where it's like, these are like, you know, the same sort of Doc Martens,
yeah,
and you can wear these and then you'll be the same as your mates, but your mates aren't going to fucking fall for that. Yeah. So you have to go out into the world with your poor mum.
They're not gonna, shoes. Yeah, they need to see the label. They're not going to be there going, hey man, they're just the same as ordinary ones. No, they will pick
that's,
up.
And that's horrible. That's children's, you know, that's children being cruel, and that's capitalism's fault. It's like, but it's a cute memory. When I think back, I feel really lucky that my mum, I can remember it when my sister was like, she's quite a bit younger than me, she's 15 years younger, but when she was like mid childhood age, and it was like, oh, she, bless her, she wants a laptop, right? But they got her like a sort of, you know, like a Toys R Us thing that was like almost like about as powerful as a calculator that could do a couple of things, and she's expected to be like, yes, just what I asked for, a laptop. But you'd be like, that's not gonna, you know, that's gonna be sort of an emotional scar, because it's like the sort of shitty
feel it
pretend laptop that's like, well, there's something in the shape of a laptop, like, just shut up and play with that.
Yeah.
But I love that, and that really, as a parent. And not as a parent in terms of having to buy for George, but as a parent observing this cascade of stuff that arrives for him over the fucking 10 years. And I'd say 50% of the stuff that's been bought for him hasn't been necessary or hasn't been used, yeah, and has been wasted. And so fucking, like, look up there, look.
Moulded plastic.
Ghostbusters Lego, yes. Cluedo, touched it once. Airfix kit, never touched. The human body game.
That's not happening.
So I was trying to be educational, never touched.
No.
Spider-Man's read, play, imagine, create, never touched.
Oh.
Mini battleships, so fiddly that it just makes both of us apoplectic with rage. So this year I've bought big battleships in the hope that we will sit and have some quality time. There's like a bit of me now that thinks like, oh, when I buy him, you know, he should have like one toy and it should be recyclable and whatever. And I think that's true. I mean, here we are. Literally today, I've seen a headline. Right now, today's report is that they've massively overestimated just how crazy the butterfly effect, the domino effect, sorry, of the impending environmental Armageddon. Like, when one of those systems goes wrong, they've now worked out in more detail how quickly that could cause a cascade of other problems, you know, in terms of the ecosystem of the whole planet just going down the fucking tubes. It's like, jeez. It feels like, I don't know if you agree with me, and I think I'm in a bit of a doom state at the moment because of Brexit, because I've been skint, because it's Christmas and it's expensive, and because, you know, like Sir David Attenborough is saying, we've probably gone too far and we've fucked up the planet. Just like, how does it compute that we are all still going out and buying mounds of plastic? Night.
Let's just sing this. Yeah, yeah.
Silent night, holy night, all is calm. It's like Cormac McCarthy's The Road. And it's like, Merry Christmas, son.
Don't be eaten by the raiders.
Look, I found you. Yeah, I found you a foot.
Oh, I found.
Look,
that's not the foot I wanted. That's not the foot I wanted.
We've got protein. We see. Told you it was going to be okay. Now, warm your hands around the little fire. But it can't. Hopefully, it isn't that bad, is it? But fuck me.
I remember my Uncle Chris, who used to do a thing which really annoyed me as a kid at Christmas, where he would count down how much of Christmas Day was left, but on Christmas Day, because there was a feeling that it would end. And he'd go, it would be like 10 o'clock, and he'd go, 2 hours left, 2 hours left of Christmas Day, then 1 hour left, and then he would get to him, he'd go, 10, 9, 3, 2, 1, Christmas is over, that's it, Christmas is over.
Shut up, fuck off, all of you.
That was basically
is that what he was doing? Yes. Like, he hated it?
Yes, like, and I would just really, I don't understand why he'd do that. I was like, all right, fine, but you don't have to ram it home. But basically, yeah, the subtext was, we've done that now. It's now weird, you can all stop having the attention. I think it was basically like,
Your kids.
This
now.
Facade.
Yeah, you kids.
Yeah, you think you're so important.
Here you go. You've had your day of toys and fun.
Yeah.
Now reality snaps back.
Yeah.
And deal with it. And I was like, oh, that was a bit. Oh.
He sounds fun. He should be on this show, to be honest.
He was good.
Right. So, Alistair, I'm going to ask you, what would be your ideal Christmas?
Well, for me, what I get annoyed about is the present buying. But not in the sense that I'm like, oh, God, I hate being nice to people and buying them presents. It's more that if you think about it, all we're doing is exchanging money. Dad buys me something, yeah, I buy him something. So the ideal would be that we literally just don't bother buying presents for each other. It's just a licensed day to go shopping for oneself. That means you get what you want. You just go there. I want to buy this for myself. What did you buy for yourself? Oh, I bought this for myself.
Well, which and part of that is it. Giving, you silly sod?
But then this is the problem. The giving is becomes a bit redundant, certainly in my family, because it's now to the point where everyone tells each other what they want. My dad just emails. Yeah. He emails my sister and I a list of things. So all we're doing is just working Amazon.
You're doing
for
each
him.
Other's shopping.
Yes. I'm actually going, okay, thanks.
Oh, yeah, now that it's gone to Amazon, I now
go to Amazon, input what Dad wants, and I just then pick up the bill. But why don't you
it
do
is,
that?
It is, like, the worst question, really, when you think about it, is, like, so what is it? What do you want, then? What do you want for Christmas?
Oh, yeah.
Like, well, don't ask me. You know, like, somehow, if you loved me, you'd have worked out over the last year that I could do with a rice cooker.
Yeah.
And then when it arrives, I'll go, oh, my God, I don't need a rice cooker. Well done for...
Yeah.
But, you know, that's not how it works. Yeah, it's really... It is fucked up, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like, look, giving someone a gift and it being wrapped up and nice, like, whoever you are and whatever the occasion, it always feels ace. Like, when someone comes to your birthday, whatever, like, don't expect people to turn up, give you presents. But when someone goes, there you go, and hands you that little bag and it's got, like, anything at all in it.
Yeah.
That is a really sweet thing. But it's different then, isn't it? Because this is this, like you say, it's this, the madness of the number of exchanges taking place all at once. This fucking thrum of mad activity that is based on this idea that we are being nice to each other and we're giving. But it's undermined by the reality of how we come to decide what to buy, because it's bollocks, isn't it?
Wouldn't the most honest gesture be, we all love it, we all see they're unwrapped, or they stay wrapped, sorry, but then we just decide to just throw them on a big furnace.
Almost like we're saying... The Christmas furnace.
Yeah, we just say, we acknowledge the feeling, but we don't need the feeling, and then en masse we just throw them into a giant bonfire, whatever it is.
So the bit of Christmas spirit that is missing from a Western Christmas that we could reintroduce is to ultimately reject the consumer thing. So it's like, you do the ritual.
Yeah, we acknowledge the feeling of the ritual
is to burn all the things.
Yeah, then burn the things.
I genuinely, apart from the fact that fire is also bad for the environment, I mean, obviously don't buy a load of plastic presents and then throw them in a furnace. I don't know.
But that feels, again, like at least that's an evolution of Christmas, because it needs something.
It needs to move on.
It's the same for years, and it needs to now... There needs to be a new tradition, which is the great big bonfire where we burn everything.
Actually, as much as you can look miserably upon my fears that we're possibly, within our lifetime, are going to start seeing environmental Armageddon and mass, mass movement of people that if you think it's racist now, wait till the shores are lapping at our houses, and there's people from all over the world. Sort of, you know, there's going to be
your roof.
There's going to be like gun turrets at the coast and all that, isn't there? Like, you know what I mean? Like, and
it's exciting.
So basically, I'm imagining that the model of Christmas that we've got now is the perfect. When they look back after the environmental apocalypse or why we fucked it up, Christmas and the way we did Christmas will be right at the fucking top of the list.
Yeah.
Of like, well, that's why that civilization died. Look what they did.
Sick Minds.
Nico, yes. I've noticed something at your door when I came in, which is that you have cards sent to you, but they're addressed to someone else. It's your address, but it's another name. And they're Christmas cards.
I know.
And it's...
bane of my fucking life. It is so humiliating. Genuinely, literally. I've got a pile here. Genuinely, this is absolutely real.
Yeah.
Of Christmas cards to a lady. Right, I'm a bit scared of doing this because basically someone that used to live in this flat still gets loads of Christmas cards, and every year for the last 3 years she's got more Christmas cards than me.
I think,
and she doesn't even fucking live here. I've kept them.
I think we change her name. Maybe not the person who sent it. That's probably right. Okay.
Okay.
But let's...
I've decided that what I'm going to do is basically break the law and open some of these Christmas cards just because I don't fucking get any. I haven't got any. Look, I've got... how many? 1, 2, 3, 4... 5 Christmas cards. Mary Spatchcock, shall we call her?
Yeah.
Mary Spatchcock, and this is absolutely genuine. You can hear them. I'm not making this up. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18. They've got 19 cards here. I've lived here for 4 years. Now,
can I ask?
I don't reckon I get more than... I've never had more than 8 cards through that door.
Oh, yeah.
This fucking Mary Spatchcock keeps getting them, and I've got a bit intrigued. Like, who is she? Like, what's so fucking special about her? And if she's that special, why don't they know that she's moved house? Or did she just die?
Yeah.
Is she dead?
Is she?
But if she's dead, why doesn't everyone know she's dead?
But do people keep up with things? Are we going to...
Oh, I feel bad, but I think we should open one. Because some of them are fucking... this, what, 3 years old? 2 years old? Right, let's go. Here's one. Right, okay. I'm going to do it. I will put it in the recycling. If there's any money in it, I'll give it to charity.
Yeah.
This is naughty. That's what's sick. Oh, right, okay. Season's greeting.
Okay, we've hit...
oh, my God, it's a round robin!
We've hit a gold mine here.
It's a fucking round robin with pictures.
We've hit a gold mine.
This is genuinely happening.
And there were 19 cards. Nico's picked one.
And Bless... and this one is... Bless... oh, look, and this is... this, look, December 17. This is last year's.
Okay.
Hope you're feeling well. How is the garden? It's a communal garden. I'll just make that clear. How's the garden?
It's been an eventful year.
See letter.
But this is from bad. I'm not... Are you comfortable with this? Have we broken the law?
Yeah.
We're not going to prison, are we?
Oh, shut up. No. Season's greeting from the... I'm going to change that name. From the Melvins in Bristol.
Yeah.
Or should we keep the name?
No, I wouldn't keep that.
December 2017. I hope the year has been kind to you all. The brackets, the less said about the national international affairs, the better. Hang on, didn't I say that last year?
Close brackets!
Oh my God!
This is better than...
And there's a picture of a man sort of on a speedboat, an old man. He looks a bit sort of Rolf Harris-esque, but I'm not. I don't mean that in a pedo-y sense.
Yeah.
And then there's like a picture of like a family walking along holding buckets and a couple of piglets.
This is uncomfortable. This is bad.
It's all right. It's okay. No.
I'm scared.
Good, I'm glad you're scared.
I don't know.
Just be quiet and listen.
Oh.
The Melvins event of the year has been Brian's 80th birthday. We celebrated early in midsummer with a once-in-a-lifetime cruise around the north of Scotland. We'd always wanted to do it. We visited Orkney, Shetland. Who cares? Including some of the island. Oh, God, I hate people that do these things. Fucking round robins. Like, in the internet age, we moored the boat here and we went to there. And what's...
oh, no, we...
amazing habit. Shut up.
No, we don't like this. Oh,
God, is this...
are...
no, fuck this.
Yeah.
Boring people. Those boring bastards are just fucking assuming that everyone wants to hear about their lives. She doesn't even fucking live here anymore, mate.
Are you honestly sure there's no forwarding address that you were given?
Yeah, I really feel
like these things...
we'll be all right. Okay. Deck the halls. Well, there you go. Love, Hannah and family. Boring.
You're not doing them
Honestly, stop.
Well, what are we going to do with them now? They've been sat in my hall for 3 years.
You can just throw them in the bin, please.
Well, we will throw them in the bin, but it was your idea.
It was your idea. No, it wasn't.
Little Alistair's.
We're opening
the Okay, oh, no. Christmas wishes.
Oh, no, another one.
To Mary Spatchcock, love from Anne and Roger. We were so pleased to see you and wish you could have stayed for longer. Next year, I think we will be up your way. That didn't fucking happen.
That didn't happen. They didn't come.
So
where is she?
So if they've not turned up, then how do they know where that she's not even here?
I.
Why would they have sent the card here? Absolute bullshit. I hate these people.
No.
No, I'm enjoying this now. This is good. This is. Some value is coming of these cards. Look, do you know how miserable it's been for me to receive these cards every year and not be able to open them because they're not for me, because everything's never for me, is it?
Oh,
and meanwhile, this arrogant cow is getting all these fucking cards, doesn't even need them.
Where is she now?
I don't know. That's a boring one. There must be another one with a bit of meat in it.
Oh, God.
It's another round robin. What's wrong with you people?
No.
With like little photos again.
I can't.
The Foster Chronicles 2017. Thank you.
Right. You can't do this. You've got to stop.
What?
Stop.
What's wrong with you?
I think we need to stop.
All right. That concludes what I think was a marvellous success of an item, which was the Spatchcock's Christmas card bonanza. We'll open a few more next year. You coward.
It's too much. It's too bad.
I promise you, Griggs, if I find something that's like... If I find something that's like, you may not know, but Julie's head's fallen off or whatever, then I will put that in a new envelope and... go to my letting agents and pass it on.
You're opening one now.
Go on, carry on.
No, I'm not.
You coward. You didn't open one and then I pressed stop. You started opening one. Just open it.
I don't want to open it.
I want to know what Jesus has put in here. I want to know what he's put in there. Because look, you've done it now. You've broken the law. Go on, open it. Please do it for me.
No, this is bullying. This is bullying.
Who are we bullying?
Me. Look at this!
Right.
No, we're not recording it. Stop it.
Alistair, I promise you I won't put it on if once we've listened to what we've got, if it just feels wrong, I promise you we won't put it on.
Okay. Let me read. This was the 2017 opening paragraph. Season's greetings from the Alexanders in Bristol. I hope the year has been kind to you all. And then in brackets, the less said about national international fairs, the better. Hang on, didn't I say that last year?
Yeah.
She did literally say...
So, 2016.
Yeah, she said...
Opening gambit.
She said, we hope the year has been kind to you all personally. And then in brackets, the less said about national international affairs, the better. Though the recent by-election put a smile on our faces.
Izzy's done her A-levels. That's good. Right. Let's move on from that.
Sick Minds.
Right, enjoying Christmas?
Yeah, it's all right. It's not.
Now, what's all this about you having... Like, you're really excited about some... You've made some Christmas Sick Minds merch or something. What are you on about?
Right, so I had an idea, and I've had these sorts of manufactured and kind of commissioned. I've made some Sick Minds... Christmas crackers.
What? You've had them made?
Yeah, I've had them made.
Oh.
I know, they're good. I've got one here. This is a box of them. I've got one here.
Oh.
So...
What, and they... Oh, the logo's on there.
Yeah, there you are. There's you and me and the brain with the
face. So what's inside?
Well, I think there's like a little toy, but there's a joke. A bit...
A risky...
Yeah, a little bit like darkish, but you know, not... Yeah. A Sick Minds kind of joke.
Oh, that's
tonally.
Kind of fucking brilliant. We should send them out to people as a sort of
yeah.
All right, okay.
So like producers and stuff. Yeah.
Right, well,
so do you want to open one?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Okay.
And 3, 2, 1. So, oh, there you go.
Hang on.
Do Do you want to read the joke?
Let's have a look. Okay, what do you call a woman with no arms and no legs who gives... Alicey.
What?
No, pull another one. That's not nice. Okay. Sexist.
Well, it's not. No, it's, yeah, it's it a bit. Is, not? It's, no, it's a bit dark. They're dark. Okay, ready.
Well, hang on.
Fruit to Grant some... and.
All right.
What's that? Go on, unravel that. What's that say?
Okay. Oh, that's good. There's a little hat.
Yeah, it's a hat.
That's good. See, that's more like it.
Yeah.
I get fruit. That. It's a. What are the first symptoms of AIDS? These are.
It's good.
It's... A pounding sensation. No, you can't. No, what? No, because no. Look, I mean, I know, I get that what? They're supposed to be sick, but
yeah, but they're dark. They're a bit, you know, edgy. Well, they're dark.
Different to me. These are totally over the line. We've always agreed there's a line.
No, look,
right. Okay, what's 14 inches long? Purple. Oh my God.
Is that no. bad?
Is it bad? Fucking. Yeah, it's bad. You don't.
I.
Yeah,
what's,
I thought... what's the difference between sand and menstrual blood? No, lepers, necrophilia, not exactly. What is Heather McCartney? No, no. What? Alistair, you know what this could do? This could ruin our brand. Do you understand? Like, Sick Minds isn't about... Look at this.
Have I done it wrong?
Yeah, you have done it wrong. Blah, 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 little girl doctor, something is wrong. I can't feel my... Yes, we've had to amputate. No! This isn't... We don't go... We never go there, do we? The whole thing is a joke that we're sick. It's a joke. We're not actually sick.
But I
you should know that by now. We've done, like... We've recorded 9 episodes. Yeah, we've been a bit slow putting them out, and we've let ourselves down a bit.
Yeah.
But we haven't...
Sorry about that, everyone.
What do you know when your girlfriend is on anabolic steroids? When she... Fucking hell. Up the arse with a... Oh, come on.
No?
No.
Okay.
No, this item is
dead.
Finished.
Dead.
Say sorry, actually. What have you done? How much money did you spend on these?
£100.
£100? That's actually not bad. Well, you like your milk? Enjoyed that?
Yeah.
Good.
My white wine.
Tell you what, you know we've not been to sea.
Who?
I feel really bad. I've got a present for the imp, and I forgot to go and see him. The imp of the mind. Remind the listeners who the imp of the mind is.
Well, he's a kind of monster, a kind of entity that lives in the basement of Sick Minds, and he harvests...
Sort of formless, isn't he? Formless, undulating, weird kind of entity.
Yeah. Like a void.
A void, is. Yeah. He's like, yeah, he is, isn't he? He's like a sort of vacuum where all of the evil that has ever been... is happening in perpetuity all the time in a sort of horrible evil multiverse, isn't it?
Yeah.
But, you know, it's Christmas. And, you know, why shouldn't we maybe go and show him some kindness? You up for that?
Yeah, you got a present for him, yeah?
Yeah, I've got a present for
brilliant.
Him.
Brilliant. Right, okay, I'll come with you.
Come with me.
Okay.
Come on.
Let's go down.
Hold the door open.
Okay.
All right, hang on. Hello, Imp. Merry Christmas.
And a happy new year.
Oh, right. So you do celebrate Christmas, do you?
Yes, from time to time.
Mm.
It's quite fun.
Right, good. Well, I've got a present for you.
Really?
I mean, I just thought, you know, you're a part of the show. Our listeners have been getting to know you, and ultimately you are our lord that sort of judges who's sick and who isn't. And I was sort of thinking about how you're made up, and I was thinking that maybe you would like to maybe imbibe a part of, like, little Alistair's soul.
What?
No, wait a minute. I'm just giving this to the imp. I want him... Like, I thought what we could do is give the imp your inner child, the soul of your inner child, because he harvests souls, and that's otherwise we can't keep going with the show, because he...
I don't... What do you mean? I don't want my soul eaten.
No, I mean, you won't feel it or anything. It's sort of an idea, isn't it? Like, so... would you like to eat Alistair's... Little Alistair's sort of inner child?
I would love to eat his soul. Nom, 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 give me his soul.
For your Christmas dinner?
Yes, please. Oh, I love it, please.
No, no, Nicola, please. What's happening?
No, nothing's happening, is it? It's just, you know, your inner child, you know, you can't touch. He's not going to hurt, is he? You're not going to hurt him, are you?
Well, it might hurt a little bit.
All right, so it might hurt a little bit, but no, it's all right. Little Alistair, little vulnerable Alistair, go and have a cuddle with Uncle Imp.
Oh, I can feel him. I can feel him.
Yes, come here.
Ah, Nick! Oh God!
There you go. Do you like that? Do you enjoy that, Imp?
Oh, yeah, that was good. Good soul.
Didn't he? He's a vulnerable child, wasn't he?
He was a little, poor, vulnerable child.
Yeah, I guess in a way he never really came to terms with himself. So, does that mean I can continue the show?
Yes.
Carry on pleasing you next year?
Yes, go on your own.
I'm thinking of putting a demo together and maybe trying to take it to some proper commercial radio stations. I don't really think it matters about Greg's not really being in it.
Yeah.
I mean, he's funny. He was a good guy and everything, but... I think I can sort of do this on my own.
You're the front man.
Yeah, and if it's sort of me and you, if he's more about me and you.
Yeah, I mean, that's good, yeah. I'm up for that.
You're up for that? All right, well, listen, I'll leave you to it. You keep relaxing, and I'm just going to just chill out back upstairs for a bit, all right?
Okay, bye-bye.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Okay. Pour myself a drink. Just nod off. Oh God, what have I done? Oh, Alistair. Oh, Alistair, I'm sorry.
Nico?
Nico? I shouldn't have done this. I can't do this without you. I'm sorry, I can't do this without you.
You were having a dream.
Am I?
You were just on your couch, you just fell asleep after drinking the Christmas milk.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God. Right, so I just that horrible dream where I took you down to the Imp and you know, like your like inner child that I always, like, abuse on the show and just sort of, like, make fun of and everything because I enjoy playing with your, like, psyche and everything. Well, I kind of offered it to the Imp as a gift.
Oh, God, that's horrible.
I know. I'm sorry. I would never do that in real life.
Oh. No, I know you wouldn't. Oh. Listen, it's fine. Why don't we get on with the show? Let's record the Sick Minds Christmas special.
We've already done that, haven't we? Make me do it again.
It's a dream.
But no, you were the one having a dream.
No, you were the dream the whole time.
Oh, if all of this is a dream.
This is the dream.